From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump, in office less than a week, followed through on another campaign pledge Wednesday, directing the construction of a border wall with Mexico to slow the tide of illegal immigration and the flow of illicit drugs.
The Secretary of Homeland Security, working with myself and my staff, will begin immediate construction of a border wall. So badly needed. You folks know how badly needed it is as a help, but very badly needed.
Speaking to members of the Department of Homeland Security charged with enforcing immigration law, Mr. Trump said, "We are in the middle of a crisis on our southern border." He vowed to restore the rule of law. Mr. Trump said, "A country without a border is not a country." Rice University analyst Mark Jones said the announcement did not catch him by surprise.
President Trump made securing the border and building a border wall a major plank of his both Republican primary campaign as well as his general election campaign. So it comes as no surprise that President Trump is moving swiftly to strengthen the border, secure the border, and build the border wall.
The wall will be a major undertaking, costing billions and covering the 3,200-kilometer-long U.S.-Mexico border. The action comes as Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto prepares to visit Washington next week. Nearly 30 people were killed, dozens more wounded Wednesday after Somali al-Shabaab militants rammed a car bomb into the gate of a Mogadishu hotel, storming inside and opening fire. Four insurgents attacked the Deya Hotel, which is popular with politicians. A second blast wounded several other people. The VOA Somali service said at least two sides of the hotel were completely ripped away. Buildings near the hotel also sustained damage. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May Wednesday said she'll publish her plan to withdraw from the European Union so it can be debated in Parliament.
I have been clear, as have senior ministers, that we will ensure that Parliament has every opportunity to provide that scrutiny on this issue as we go through this process.
Some lawmakers want to see her plans put in a formal white paper. The announcement came after the country's Supreme Court ruled the government must seek and get Parliament's approval before carrying out what is called Brexit. Rescuers in Italy pulled more bodies from the ruins of a hotel destroyed by an avalanche of snow, mud, and debris, raising the death toll to 25. No one has been found alive since Saturday following last week's avalanche caused by earthquakes. Four people are still missing from the Hotel Rigopiano. In Syria, al-Qaeda-linked militants Wednesday attacked a prison held by other rebel groups near Aleppo in an apparent aim to free some of its jailed fighters. The fighting pits the Fatah al-Sham front against other groups affiliated with the Free Syrian Army and comes a day after ceasefire talks involving the government and some opposition groups in Kazakhstan. Cuba's President Raul Castro Wednesday said his country hopes to continue to normalize relations with the U.S. under the new Trump administration.
Cuba y los Estados Unidos.
Speaking to Latin officials, Mr. Castro said the two countries can cooperate and live side by side in a civilized manner, respecting their differences. He made clear, however, that Havana will not offer any concessions affecting its sovereignty. Mr. Trump has suggested he may end the diplomatic thaw with the communist-run island that dates back to 2014. Brazilian health authorities have reported an outbreak of mosquito-borne yellow fever with some 70 cases and 40 fatalities this week. Hundreds of cases are under investigation, the highest number since the early 2000s. The mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, Wednesday said he'll welcome federal assistance in dealing with gun violence following a tweet by President Donald Trump suggesting an intervention by federal officials if local officials cannot end a raft of shootings and homicides.
Chicago, like other cities right now that are dealing with gun violence, wants the partnership with federal law enforcement entities in a more significant way than we're having it today.
America's third largest city has had dozens of shootings this month alone and suffered more than 750 homicides last year. But the mayor dismissed the idea of sending in state militia known as the National Guard. On Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 20,000 points for the first time. The S&P 500, a broader index, also reached a record high. It is seen in part as investor affirmation of President Donald Trump's promise to cut regulations and reduce taxes. The Dow is up nearly 10% since the November 8 election. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.